This is Akashwani, the news read by Nethia Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission, but the face of a changing India that reflects the country's resolve, courage, and growing strength on the global stage. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi praised the valor displayed by the armed forces during Operation Sindoor and lauded the precision and accuracy with which they destroyed the terrorist hideouts across the border.
Operation Sindoor ne duniya bhar mein aatank ke khilaf ladai ko naya vishwas aur utsah diya hai. Operation Sindoor sirf ek sainya mission nahi hai, ye hamare sankalp साहस और बदलते भारत की तस्वीर है और इस तस्वीर ने पूरे देश को देशभक्ति के भावों से भर दिया है तिरंगे में रंग दिया है
The Prime Minister stressed that Indian soldiers destroy terror bases through indomitable courage with weapons, equipment and technology made in India. Mr. Modi credited the hard work of the engineers and technicians for this victory. In the episode of Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister lauded the progress in Maoist-affected areas, saying that the arrival of the first bus service in Katej Hari village of Gadchiroli in Maharashtra and the rise of education in Dantewara district of Chhattisgarh reflects the restoration of peace and success of collective efforts to fight Maoism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees in Dahod, Gujarat today. During his two-day visit to Gujarat, Mr. Modi will dedicate the Dahod locomotive manufacturing plant to the nation. Our correspondent reports that the workshop will produce 1,200 electric freight locomotives in the next 11 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a three-day visit to Maharashtra from today. Mr. Shah will visit Nagpur today morning and will lay the foundation stone of Sasti Nivas at the National Cancer Institute in Jamta. The minister will lay the foundation stone of the National Forensic Science University, NFSU, Nagpur campus at Chicholi in Kamti block of Nagpur district in the afternoon. The government and police machinery have geared up for the visit of the Home Minister to Nagpur. After Nagpur, Mr. Shah will attend various programs in Nandedh today. The Home Minister will be visiting the capital city, Mumbai, on May 27th and various programs will be held in his presence. An all-party Indian parliamentary delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor yesterday arrived in Guyana and was given a warm welcome. The delegation reached Guyana to convey India's unequivocal message of zero tolerance for terrorism. Besides, another all-party delegation led by SCP MP Supriya Sule held an interaction with the editorial team of leading newspapers of Qatar, Al-Shaq and Peninsula. During the interaction, the delegation conveyed India's perspective on developments following Pehelgam terror attack, its policy to counter cross-border terrorism. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra can also witness rainfall today. In IPL, T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 110 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium today. Arun Jaitley Stadium, Delhi, last night. Chasing a mammoth target of 279 runs set by Sunrisers Hyderabad, Kolkata Knight Riders were all out for 168 with 8 balls to spare. And that's the end of this news bulletin.